happy hour specials, and for the best Mexican cuisine in West Alabama. Remember, the name is Los Tarascos, with locations in Tuscaloosa and Northport.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Partially sunny this afternoon. A few spots could see a shower or storm through the evening hours. The high today, 87. Tonight's low, 71. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Scattered showers and storms around by afternoon. The high, 88. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 78 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The Gary Harris Show. You see him host Tide or Insider TV, Crimson Tide Kickoff, play-by-play for Alabama sports, and sports director for WVUA 23. It's time for the Gary Harris Show on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Gary Harris Show for this Thursday, June 12, 2025. It's 9:05 a.m. I'm Gary Harris. I got Chase Brumfield alongside, manning the controls, taking your phone calls on the Storage Center hotline. Chase, right off the bat, I hope Barry Sanderson is listening, because very rarely, but very, very rarely, but today he gave me a little nugget. I can't tell you what it is, but he gave me a little info that was very enlightening to me, because I've been trying to figure out, it's a little sports related topic, and I've been trying to figure out the answer to the question that I've had. And unsolicited, he didn't realize I was trying to figure this out, but he gave me some information that answered my question. So he's not useless.
My gosh.
I'm kidding. But no, that was that, because I've had, and I'm not even going to say what it is because it's not really relevant right now to the show, but I've been wondering about this, trying to figure out how it works, and Barry just kind of gave me some info that answered my question. So thank you, Barry. Appreciate that. All right, we've got a good show on tap for you today that I'm going to tell you all about here in just a moment. But first, I need to let you know that this hour, the Gary Harris Show, brought to you as always by Alabama Credit Union, member-owned and not-for-profit. It really is just a better way of banking. Again, listen to that, member-owned and not-for-profit. That's really all you need to know. It has so many advantages over a traditional banking institution. I encourage you to find out more at alabamacu.com. That's alabamacu.com. Or get by and see them at one of their 37 locations, including the main office right here in Tuscaloosa. Alabama Credit Union, loans for real life. Some rules and restrictions do apply. See if you're eligible for membership, then join today and feel good about your money and pull extra change in your pocket. All right, the lineup for today. And we're adding a new guest today, and I'm excited about it because I happened to see her tweet yesterday where her story was getting picked up around the country. Amanda Kristovich is a sports business reporter for Front Office Sports, and she broke the story on 8 female athletes appealing the House settlement. They're challenging only the damages portion, arguing the distribution of the $2.8 billion violates Title IX gender equity standards. The payouts will be delayed pending the appeal. So in other words, none of that $2.8 billion is going out to these former athletes now that this appeal has started. I think that there's going to be many more, I don't know if it'll be appeals, but full-fledged lawsuits in regards to this topic. But at the same time, that happened yesterday, and she's covering NIL from a business standpoint. So we're going to have her on at 9:30. I think that's going to be an interesting conversation that these 8 women have filed an appeal of the House versus NCAA settlement approval, arguing that it violates the Title IX gender equity statute. And it's the first appeal of the landmark settlement that was approved last week. She's got the story. She'll be on with us at 9:30. Then at 10:30, my pal Jess Spiegel, longtime sports anchor, ABC 3340 in Birmingham. Also, yesterday afternoon, Ryan Fowler had Alabama Director of Athletics Greg Byrne on The Game for a very interesting conversation on NIL, the future of collegiate athletics, specifically the University of Alabama. Outstanding interview. We're going to play some of that for you this morning. And as I said, we're going to take your phone calls on the Storage Center hotline at 205-342-9904. Yesterday was a fun show, Chase. I was thinking back about, of course, every time we have Larry the Music Man on, and don't get me wrong, everybody's not thrilled with the music segment. I've had a few people that are like, man, what are you doing talking about? I don't know, it's in sports. But most people really seem to enjoy the music segment that we do. But we had a lot of fun yesterday. Had some good calls. Cowboy called back in. Did you notice he called back in on Larry the Music Man segment? And he had not called my show in a while. And I think it's because he had he says I've gotten a little soft. He feels like I'm too much of a homer. I don't see it that way at all. But it was good to hear from Cowboys. So anyway, 205-342-9904 if you want to give us a call. All right, some topics that are making headlines. NBA Finals. I picked Oklahoma City to win it all. I'm going to stick with that. They were my pre-NBA playoff pick, and I'm not going to change now. But I'll say this. There's something special about this Pacers team, man. Obviously, they're in the NBA Finals, duh. But I still think Oklahoma City is going to win the championship. But I will say this. They better win Friday night. If they're going to win it all, they better not go down 3-1 to this Pacers team. Last night, Indiana, 116-107. Came from behind again. Now, they weren't behind as much as they've been in some of these games. But if they were behind going into the fourth quarter, they win again. They have a 2-1 lead over the Thunder in the best-of-7 NBA Finals. Also, some more schedule announcements from the SEC and ESPN for upcoming games this 2025 season for Alabama. Alabama's in that flex window a lot, Chase. And what that means is we don't know what time the game's going to kick off. They're keeping them open. Now, one of the games is a nighttime flex, and that's the LSU game, which means it's going to start between somewhere between 5 and 7. But the other flex games could be from the afternoon all the way to the night. Now, the first SEC road game, the big one at Georgia, is set. 6:30 Central Time kick over in Athens. So it's going to be rowdy over there. It's going to be a nighttime game in Athens. But the majority of these kickoff times still aren't set. Of course, we already know Alabama at Florida State is a 2:30 Central kickoff. Alabama versus ULM, the first night game or first home game, period, is a 6:30 kick. But a lot of these games are still flexed, which means we don't know yet, including the Iron Bowl. But you can find out all the schedule information at RollTide.com. So check that out. The Braves won yesterday. A couple of things here, Chase, in regards to this Braves victory. It's the first time they've won a series now in about 3 weeks. Yeah, they won 2 of 3. And Spencer Schwellenbach pitched a complete game. You know how hard that is to do if you're a pitcher for the Atlanta Braves? It hadn't happened since April of last year when Max Fried did it. Max Fried is now a pitcher for the New York Yankees. So it had not happened in more than a year. But Spencer Schwellenbach has been a bulldog. I think in 6 of his last 7 starts, he's gone into at least the 6th inning. And he gets a complete. I'm more shocked that he got a complete game that Brian Snitker let him get a complete game. Maybe Snitker has learned that going to the bullpen, you're pitching well, he hung with him. That's Snitker usually going to go get a guy, even if he's pitching great and got a lead. But maybe he's learned with the recent failures of that bullpen to stay with a starter. So good for the Braves to win a series. Good for Spencer Schwellenbach to get a complete game victory. U.S. Open first round at Oakmont is underway, and I'll get to the leaderboard. I'm not looking at it right now, but I'll get it pulled up and take a look at it. I haven't even looked at it this morning because, Thursdays are the day I do that show out of Memphis, and so I'm on there for a while before I do my show, and we will get that U.S. Open leaderboard going for you, though, too. So good show on tap today. I see we got a phone call, and we're going to get to our first break because I want to try to stay on time. But when we come back, we'll take a phone call or phone calls if you want to give us a ring at 205-342-9904. Amanda Kristovich, sports business reporter, coming up at 9:30 to discuss this appeal to the House settlement. How is that going to go down? Is it setting the table for more legal action? How does she think this is going to work going forward? We'll have all those questions for her. We'll still get to Ryan Fowler's interview yesterday afternoon with Greg Byrne, and we got Jess Spiegel at 9:30. So we'll be back with more of the Gary Harris Show, the Thursday edition. Yes, it's overcast again, but it doesn't look like there's rain. It's just a little overcast. We'll be back after this.
Here's what's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Thursday morning. Ground has been broken and construction underway on the new $1 million TPD Logistics Center. Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox told the crowd gathered on Reese Pfeiffer Avenue in West End that the 7,600 square feet of enclosed space and six bays for emergency response purposes will benefit all public safety in the city. Construction is expected to be completed this winter. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather. It's free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
As much as Innisfree has evolved, it will always be that place to escape and have a good time. Whether it's for a game day weekend, to reminisce on college days, or to create new memories, if you're looking for a good time, there's only one thing to do. Head to the Free at 1925 University Boulevard. And don't forget about the Lucky Lunch Meet and 3 special.
Save up to 30% on select gifts for him. Plus, buy one, get the second at half price on games, books, music, and more with Target Circle. Only at Target. Restrictions apply.
Life doesn't wait for when your finances are in perfect order. It just happens. But no matter what surprises come your way, Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans, mortgages, and auto loans. They offer an easy application process and fast decisions so you can stay focused on feeling good about whatever life brings your way. Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans.
Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Since 2011, Billy's Sports Grill, located on Main Avenue in historic downtown Northport, has been serving their legendary signature chicken sandwich, award-winning wings, and handcrafted cocktails. Billy's is also the spot to watch all your favorite sporting events with big-screen, high-definition televisions, both dining rooms, at the bar, and outside on the beautiful patio. Come by and say hello to Kim and Lisa, the Billy's management dream team. Billy's, good food, good friends, and good time.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Partly sunny and warm today. A few spots could see a shower or storm this afternoon or this evening. The high today, 87. Tonight's low, 71. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and storms by afternoon. The high, 88. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 78 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You see him on WVUA 23 covering sports. And on Tider Insider TV on Tuesday nights. Don't miss a minute of the Gary Harris Show. Weekdays from 9 to 11 on Tide 100.9.
Breaking out the KC and the Sunshine Band, man. I mean, listen, they may not go down as, you know, a band that changed the world or anything like that, or, you know, had any political overtones, but if you just wanted to have a good time in the 70s, KC and the Sunshine Band knew how to jam. All right, we're going to get a couple of phone calls. Ragged Glory is going to lead us off, and then Tom, I bet you Ragged Glory agrees with that. KC and the Sunshine Band, all about having some fun.
Are you kidding me? Ha, 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 ha. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? What a good time that was. KC is awesome. Cool in the Gang was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, disco was great. You know, what I wanted to say was, and thank you, Chase, for spinning up that, man. You are the spin doctor. First of all, you're not soft, Gary. You are the Hulk of entertainment. On this channel. You bring it all. You bring it all. And you all give us something to look forward to and listen to. So you rock, dude. And that's all there is to it. I'm not sure if you heard yet. Larry brought this in to me this morning, and I couldn't figure out why he was texting me this. But once I figured it out, Brian Wilson passed.
Yeah, and I should have already mentioned that. Yeah, the remaining Wilson brother, 82 years old, yep. And really, let's be honest, he was the vision behind the Beach Boys. He was a genius.
A genius. There it is.
Yeah,
and my goodness gracious, that sound that he brought was unreal. And, you know, rest in peace, Brian, because the very first rock and roll song I ever heard on the radio, because I was raised with deep country and the big band sounds and everything coming up. Man, Surfing USA, I was gone, hook, line, and sinker.
A lot of people were.
I was done, rock and roll, you know, and that, oh my gosh, the driving sound, the harmonies, and really. So, well, thank you, Brian, for bringing that into my life.
Was a masterpiece, one of the great albums of all time, and there are a lot of people who say that Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was heavily influenced by Pet Sounds with the studio production and the way it was put together and the just all of the sounds on that album that really the Beatles loved it. So, Brian Wilson, RIP.
There it is there. So I just wanted to give a shout out to that, you know. Have a blessed day. We'll be talking some other time.
Always,
you got it, man.
Always appreciate you and appreciate the compliment, too. And let's get to Tom. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Gary, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Doing great.
Larry, the music man, calls me the sheriff, and he is correct. I am the sheriff, and I have to step in to a situation that I'm hearing on the radio between you and Cowboy, and I've got to make a determination, but first, I've got to put out the evidence. You ready?
Yeah.
Now, his accusation is that you're soft and that he don't like it, but I will bring up a situation, and I want everybody to think about this and decide who in this situation is soft. You are Cowboy. Now, who was it that went to the Alabama-Texas game and left in the third quarter before the game was determined who was going to win it to go to a wedding?
That would be Cowboy.
Soft. Soft. And had the guts to call in to Tide, T-I-D-E, capital T, capital I, capital D, capital E, 100.9, and say, I left the game because I had to go to a wedding. That crap ain't going to fly, and please don't accuse anybody else over in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, being soft, Cowboy. Now, I love you, but I got to call it like it is, because guess what? I'm the sheriff.
Yes, sir. All right. Now, the question is, will Cowboy call in today? At some point.
He will not. He will cower down like a sick little cow dog from Texas. Yeah. He will not address that because he can't take the heat that the sheriff puts out in this kitchen.
Cowboy has been called out by the sheriff.
Well, okay.
No, I'm just saying, I'm going to be interested to see if he's going to.
Am I right or wrong? I got to hear that. I don't care about anything. Am I right? Well, I want to hear.
You're right on the call on the Texas Alabama game.
That's right. Is that false? Is that false?
A little bit.
You're an Alabama fan. You walk out of a game that you don't know the outcome yet to go to a wedding. Come on now.
Woo! Yeah, the sheriff is laying down the law. I'm telling you what. I
was
going.
I was going to tell you this too. You know, in 1967, WBOK radio, AM radio station in Birmingham, mm-hmm. was a 50,000 watt, pretty powerful station up there. They used to put on shows that they started out in Legion Field, and one of the first shows they ever did was the situation was called Battle of the Band. And the British invasion, you know, there was a lot of friction and competitive stuff going on between American bands and the invasion
absolutely.
Of the British.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, even yesterday I watched a clip on Brian Wilson. He said he hated the Beatles. He said, I don't know why I hated them, but I hated them. But that was part of the competition between the two. But WBOK put on what was called back then Battle of the Band. It was the Beach Boys was the headliner and against the Rolling Stones at Legion Field.
Wow.
And it was pretty, yeah, I didn't get to go. My brother and sister that are older than me, they went. And
wow.
they was like, that. It was crazy. And yeah, that used to go on in Birmingham at WBOK. Now it's really actually the sports station in Birmingham. WBOK was the beginning of that, and they've got that power and on that frequency the sports station does, but originally it was WBOK, and they broadcast all over the state.
Impressive. I wish it, no, I don't. I'm going to take that back. I was going to say I wish I was a little bit older so I could have experienced that more.
No,
but
you
I
got
don't.
Us.
I don't.
You got us, though. You yeah. got us, and see, we can put it out there. You can imagine. You know, what you can kind of fill in the blank for your own self.
Exactly. All right, Sheriff. Appreciate it, man.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Book them, Dan-O.
It is 9:27 here on the Gary Harris Show. And let me mention to you that that $99 suit sale continues at T-Town Menswear and T-Town Gallery in the University Mall. It's unbelievable. We're just going to keep, Tom's just going to keep doing it, man. Everybody that is getting hooked up with a $99 suit from T-Town Menswear and T-Town Gallery of the University Mall ought to give us a call and tell us how happy they are to experience such a great deal. And while you're in there, check out that Alabama football memorabilia collection. Everything in the store is for sale. That's T-Town Menswear and T-Town Gallery in the University Mall. All right, we're going to come back with Amanda Kristovich talking about this group of women athletes that's filed an appeal of the House versus NCAA settlement approval. And we'll do that next here on the Gary Harris Show. Tuscaloosa's Old Colony Golf Course is an 18-hole championship layout designed by 1976 U.S. Open champion Jerry Pate. Director of Golf John Gray and fitting specialist Bob Montgomery are PGA certified. Mike Shivitz is the head professional and director of the Tuscaloosa Junior Golf Program. Call today to secure a team.
You could work with the expertise of a Realtor, here to guide and help protect as you make your next big move. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Partially sunny this afternoon. A few spots could see a shower or storm through the evening hours. The high today, 87. Tonight's low, 71. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Scattered showers and storms around by afternoon. The high, 88. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 78 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Did you miss any episode on Tide 100.9? Don't worry. All of our shows can be found on Spotify and Apple Music and on demand on the Tide 100.9 app.
Across the USA, then everybody be served like California.
9:31 and paying tribute to Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, passing away at the age of 82, a little surfing USA as we welcome you back into the Gary Harris Show here on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC. Well, obviously, if you're a sports fan, a college sports fan, the last few years have been, in some ways, volatile almost. But the House versus NCAA settlement was approved back on Friday, and I think those of us who cover sports know that there are going to be all type of legal challenges. The first one that I have seen was broken by Amanda Kristovich, sports business reporter for Front Office Sports. A group of eight women filed an appeal of the House versus NCAA settlement approval, arguing that it violates the Title IX gender equity statute. Front Office Sports has posted that story with Amanda, and she joins me this morning on the Storage Center hotline to talk more about it. Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me and for the great plug for my work.
Oh, absolutely. I came across it on social media yesterday. Now, listen, in full disclosure, I've been waiting for the first lawsuit, or in this case, an appeal to come. Let's be clear right off the bat that this is an appeal of the $2.8 billion in back damages to athletes who couldn't earn NIL before 2021. So this is going to hold up the payments. How did this come about, and what does it mean going forward?
I think that there has been an expectation. I mean, you know, even you just said it, right? Like, there's been an expectation that there would be appeals and challenges to various aspects of the House settlement. And, you know, dozens of female athletes have challenged the settlement through, like, the months-long objection process, saying that, you know, the payments weren't equitable. You know, the formula that was being used wasn't equitable for female athletes, and that they were losing out on earnings that they should have gotten, and that the vast majority of that $2.8 billion is going to football and men's basketball players. So, you know, this has been kind of months in the making, right? Even though the settlement itself was only approved a few days ago. I think what it means going forward, the most important thing to note is that if you've been hearing about revenue sharing and a new NIL scrutiny platform, a new clearinghouse and roster limit implementation, all of that stuff is still going forward. Mm-hmm. This appeal is only challenging the back damages portion. So the rest of the settlement, which we call like the injunctive relief, the rule changes from now forward, those aren't being challenged. This is just about the back damages. But obviously it could have implications, I literally have not slept in 5 days. It could have implications for, you know, the legality of revenue sharing and getting 75% of revenue sharing in your football program, which is what most schools are planning to do.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that it will. I mean, this is just kind of laying the groundwork, because you're right. And I think even in this appeal, it's going to be argued right down Title IX lines. As we get into challenges and potential lawsuits over the current NIL, or not NIL distribution anymore, straight employee payments from these universities. In this particular case, the Title IX factor is there. Obviously, this is a group of female athletes. And then I guess the argument on the other side is going to be based on the revenue that was provided to these universities from the more heavily revenue sports. So, again, with this appeal, Amanda, what exactly are these female athletes wanting to get? I guess it just comes down to they don't feel like this is going to represent them fairly, and they want more money, right?
100%. I think that the argument is that since the NIL era began in 2021, there's no question that the vast majority of, like, you know, the NIL collective money, right, which has been in many cases considered the quote-unquote de facto pay-for-play money, has gone to football and men's basketball players. But female athletes have had so much success on the, you know, the endorsement front, right, the social media marketing front. Libby Dunn at LSU, she testified, she offered an objection as well, sort of saying, look, like, you know, I know that I'm not a football player, but I am worth much more money than this settlement, the formula that this settlement uses for back damages, you know, gives me. And there has to be some sort of way to factor that in. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously she's in a different stratosphere from most, mm-hmm. but I think it's a good example of, like, these formulas are very complex, and, you know, it's like you got to go through and read all the various factors that go into them. But the upshot is that if 90% of the money is going to football and men's basketball players, certainly there is some sort of issue there in terms of the fact that, like, women sports athletes often are the most marketable, and they always have been. So that is just something that, you know, the Ninth Circuit, which is the next, you know, level in the courts, is going to have to determine. There are arguments about, you know, whether or not that's even relevant here that we can chat about. But I think that's kind of the crux of their argument.
Amanda Kristovich with us from Front Office Sports, sports business reporter. She broke the story of a group of women athletes filing an appeal of the House settlement approval. As we lay the groundwork for July 1, when these colleges and universities can start making direct payments to their athletes, and we've already talked about it. I mean, there's no doubt, especially here in SEC country, the majority of that money is going to go to football and men's basketball. That's just mm-hmm. the way it's going to be. Olympic sports, women's sports aren't going to get as much. This seems like an obvious question, but I guess this does kind of lay the groundwork, because I don't know what all is going to come out of this. I know there's supposed to be some language protecting this settlement and so forth, but we know that the money is not going to be proportionate to other sports outside of men's basketball and football. Do you foresee lawsuits coming from current athletes at these schools in regard to this settlement, trying to make sure that the Olympic sports and the women's sports get more money? I guess that's going to come, right?
100%. I absolutely am expecting that. I can't say whether or not they're going to be successful. I think, you know, that depends on how you classify these revenue-sharing payments. That was, like, you know, an issue that we saw when the Biden administration, Department of Education, tried to classify revenue-sharing payments one way so that they could be subject to Title IX, and then the Trump administration, slashed that interpretation, took it off the website, and basically said, you know, the court is going to make this decision. But I expect that we will 100% over the next year see challenges to revenue sharing, because if you classify revenue sharing as an athletic department resource, athletic department resources need to be distributed equitably. Doesn't mean they need to be distributed equally, right? But there needs to be a proportionate amount of, like, financial aid, for example, facilities, you know, even sports opportunities offered to female athletes. So I think we should get into a very complicated situation, to say the least, if in a year we see a challenge to this, and even though the revenue sharing era has already started, the schools might have to recalibrate.
Amanda, you didn't go on speaker or anything, did you? You've been distorted here for about the last 30 or 40 seconds.
That's better. Better.
That's better. That's better. I don't know.
Amazing.
What
Amazing.
That's better. Okay.
My AirPods are just as tired as I am.
Okay. That's you're back. Yeah. We could hear you, but it was a little bit distorted. All right. Since you're a sports business reporter, you're watching all this very closely. The settlement, from the time NIL, the portal, all of this, and how it kind of comes together. I want to ask you this in regards to the $20.5 million that can be allocated by these colleges and universities to pay their athletes. How is this going, in your opinion, to work with NIL? Because obviously they're going to have a clearinghouse, and anything over $650 is going to have to be approved. But I could see right off the bat that here's the $20.5 million that we're paying directly. And some of these schools, I mean, I look at Texas Tech, Ole Miss, what they've done with their collectives and how it's allowed mm-hmm. them to be competitive at a higher level. How are you going to police, and maybe you can answer this question, how do you think they're going to police this if there is a school who just their collective is still kind of taking money and they just want to pay these athletes on top of the $20.5 million? Or you've got a quarterback who was making $5 million under the guise of NIL, and then suddenly that money's cut back because the direct payments are not that much. They're not going to want to live with that. So what that I was, you know, making $5 million, you're not going to cut me back. I have a right to earn mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to get back right into that argument of free market as we go forward with this, I would think. How do you respond to that?
I would agree with you. I don't think that the NIL clearinghouse is going to be as much of a deterrent for pay for play as it's being marketed to be, because the whole point of it is to determine whether or not a deal an athlete is being offered is subject to, is the quote fair market value. So we'll have to see how that, what that actually means, right? Because, like, no one really knows what it means.
Right.
But to your point, you know, what is not illegal because a previous court decision protects it is to negotiate NIL deals with players before they sign with you. So, yes, if you, you know, if you're getting recruited at Texas Tech, they, you know, they can say, you know, we could only offer you this much in rev share, but, you know, we have a collective and you're going to have to do a certain number of NIL activities, right? But this is the amount of money we expect to offer you in NIL. And so long as that NIL money is being offered for, you know, quote unquote, valid business purposes, like if you want to pay an athlete $1 million in NIL, if you want to give Nyjah Kennedy another $1 million, for example, all you have to do is make sure that she has $1 million worth of NIL activities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that could be a lot, but at the very least, it's still, you can pay an athlete as much as you want in the clearinghouse as long as they're worth what, you know, you're asking for. You can't say, you know, one social media post is going to be $1 million for most players, but as long as you're creative, I don't see why this same concept of, you know, offering recruits money through NIL, promising them money that either, you know, that could be fulfilled through NIL. I don't see how that goes away.
Yeah, and as you, as a business reporter, sports business reporter, I guess some are going to make the argument when they talk about a free market and what's fair. They're going to be something that say, hey, whatever someone is willing to pay you is fair, whether it seems, you know, whether it seems delusional or not. That argument's going to come when these cases start getting challenged, that, you know, there's going to be an athlete that says, hey, you know, whatever I can get somebody that's willing to pay me, that's my fair market value. How do you judge fair market value, right?
Right. And I can tell you that this is not a situation that I am personally aware of existing anywhere else in any other major industry in the United States that does not have collective bargaining, right? The quote unquote fair market value of an NFL salary is determined through collective bargaining.
Exactly.
But I want to point out that an NFL player, there's nothing determining that player's endorsement value beyond what a brand is willing to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the clearinghouse, the folks running in the clearinghouse, which are the power conferences, right? They have put together this college sports commission that is going to adjudicate these potential violations. If you go on their website, they talk about, you know, here's how we're going to determine fair market value, right? We're going to look at other similar deals and see if they line up, for example. But ultimately, again, as you said, like, I don't see how a court is going to could possibly rule that somebody's fair market value is anything other than what someone is willing
exactly.
to pay them. I mean, it's a common refrain, but I really think it rings true. And I can't, frankly, as a sports business reporter, I can't wait for somebody to challenge it just so that I can report on what the judge decides.
Well, you're going to have plenty to report on going forward. I don't think there's any, I just don't think there's any doubt about it. And I wish I was more legally tapped into what all is going on. That's why I have to ask the questions. But it sounds like you've got a good handle on this. So if you would, Amanda, please go ahead and let everybody know, all our listeners know, where they can find you, social media, front office sports. Give out some information because I know they're going to want to track your coverage of this incredible story.
Yes, you can find all my work at frontofficesports.com. You can find me on social media at A. Christovich with an extra H on X. I'm also on LinkedIn. And all of Front Office Sports' social media platforms as well. I pop up on there occasionally too. So you can check out my work and that of my fabulous colleagues. We're all covering these stories together. So
yeah, next time I have you on, we'll get into, I mean, even though the colleges and university athletic directors just wince when you say this, but at some point they're going to have contracts. They're going to have to become employees. I don't see any other way around it, you know?
Well, that can be our next topic for discussion.
It 100%. Will. It will be. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
All right. It is 9:46 here on the Gary Harris Show. And, wow, a lot of heavy information right there from Amanda Christovich, Front Office Sports. All right, we're going to take a time out. Before we do, I want to remind you the lunch bell will be ringing here in West Alabama very, very soon. I've got a lot of great restaurants that I am associated with. One of them, Who do I want to spotlight today? Let's spotlight that lucky lunch meeting three at Innisfree Irish Pub, University Boulevard in Tuscaloosa. That's right. I still meet people who don't realize that one of the best meeting threes in town is provided by Innisfree Irish Pub. Of course, we know about the great entertainment at night, but that lucky lunch meeting three special, or if you want a little lighter fare, the lucky lunch salad and soup combo is available beginning at 11 a.m. daily at Innisfree Irish Pub. All right, we're going to come back with our final segment of the first hour. Phone lines are open, 205-342-9904. We'd love to hear from you on the Storage Center hotline. And Chase, unfortunately, computer's locked up again. It had not given me any issues, but I guess I got too many. I'm going to have to probably shut it down, it looks like. All right, we'll be back after this.
If you haven't already, you've got to try Tuscaloosa's unique breakfast, brunch, and lunch concept, Brick and Spoon, downtown Tuscaloosa, Timberson Square. It's fresh food with a Cajun flair featuring a full bar with build-your-own Bloody Marys and mimosas. Open daily, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m., available for after-hours events, rehearsal dinners, receptions, and birthdays. They offer brunch and lunch catering. Call Brick and Spoon at 205-345-5551 for more information.
365, 24/7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow trucks, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the roadside.
345-1000, Patterson Law Firm, local, trusted, and here for you when you need us.
No representations made that quality legal services to be performed is greater than quality legal services performed by other lawyers.
Las Tarascos has been serving Mexican favorites like burritos, fajitas, and quesadillas since 1999. Their new location is at 4100 Owen Parkway in Northport. And of course, you can find Las Tarascos in Tuscaloosa at 110 Skyland Boulevard. The bar areas feature big screen television so you can enjoy your favorite sporting events. Las Tarascos features daily happy hour special.
So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Partly sunny and warm today. A few spots could see a shower or storm this afternoon or this evening. The high today, 87. Tonight's low, 71. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and storms by afternoon. The high, 88. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 79 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to The Gary Harris Show.
Goal line in, touchdown, Alabama.
On your home for Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9.
And streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
to the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson, he has passed away at the age of 82 and was a musical genius. There's no doubt about it. And, boy, some great music, timeless music from the Beach Boys. All right, it is, I have to look at my phone to see what time it is. It's 9:51 as my computer has locked up on me again. So we're dealing with that again. I guess, I don't know what triggered it. It was working fine, Chase. But it's not working right now. But it is 9:52 now, so we've got a few more minutes to fill in this segment before we close it out. And so that we can squeeze in a phone call if you want to give us a ring on the Storage Center hotline at 205-342-9904. That interview with Amanda Krstovich, it was enlightening to me because I'm, you know, this legal stuff is kind of over my head. But we know this. More challenges are coming to this House versus NCAA settlement, and it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out, that's for sure. But people want their piece of the pie, whether they're a current athlete or they're athletes that played in the past. So more is going to come out of this. But I think I'm getting a better handle on how this $20.5 million is going to be divvied out and what that means for NIL going forward. Because I've been wondering, you know, what's keeping people, because I still see recruiting stories on football players. You know, well, so-and-so's offered a big NIL deal. But I do think that, again, the idea at least is that this $20.5 million is going to be paid to current athletes. And then that NIL is going to be more closely monitored, and these NIL deals are going to have to be verified and not just, hey, we're going to give you $3, $4 million under the guise of NIL to come play for us. Now, whether that can be enforced, I don't know. We will see, but that's why we're going to play some of Ryan Fowler's interview from yesterday afternoon with Greg Byrne coming up in the second hour. The Alabama AD with, you know, had some good clarification on what the plan is going forward. Now, again, a plan is a plan. Whether or not the plan will be carried out the way that these ADs are hoping, I don't know. I think they're going to be bumps in the road. Again, the fair market, what is fair market value? Well, it's what, you know, it's whatever somebody's willing to pay you. And some of these student athletes are going to argue that they should be paid at their fair market value. And that isn't just necessarily what's being given to them from the $20.5 million revenue share, that they should be able to make as much money as they want to make. And that's where there's going to be some hiccups, I think, going forward with all of this. It's fascinating. You know, it wasn't that long ago, Chase, that, yeah, you know what? There was some cheating going on. There's no doubt about it. But at the same time, for the most part, you know, it was about getting a scholarship. It was about getting your stipend. It was about getting your education. It was about getting your academic counseling. It was about getting all of the great nutrition and personal health care, and all of that was provided. There was tons that were provided through the scholarship. But the idea that you would just be paid straight cash for playing college sports was still not the norm. And here in the last few years, all that has changed. All of that has changed. So all I can do is, you know, like everyone else, is just wait for July 1st. Once this money starts getting paid out, to see how it's going to work, that's really all that we can do. I'm, you know, I still want to keep the college model in place. That's, to me, what college sports is. It's college sports. I don't want the professional model. I've got that. I've got professional football. I've got the NFL. I've got the NBA. I've got Major League Baseball. I've got that. I still want college sports, Chase, to resemble college sports. What about you?
Yeah, it's honestly, Gary, it's scary. That I feel like at one point, if they don't fix this next few years, it's just going to be sports. There's not going to be college involved. There's, it, like you just said, I don't even think education's a priority right now if you ask an athlete when it comes to, it's just pro sports and getting, I mean, the pros and getting paid. That's it. Everything has transitioned over to online, and that's not even taken seriously. So I think it's going to come to a point, if they don't fix it, that it's just going to be sports, and it's just going to be another league that we see with the NFL, MLB, you know, stuff like that. And I don't like that, because I'm a college student as well. So a lot of people are scared that they come to school and it's like, there's no athletics. It's gone, because they couldn't figure out the balance between paying a player and making them happy. And you can't have both of that. You've got it. And that's why I'm glad Amanda had mentioned about contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Contracts might be the solution.
They could be coming. So we'll see. That's going to be interesting to see in the future, man, if eventually these young people become employees. All right, that's going to wrap it up for hour number one. It has been brought to you by Alabama Credit Union. Hour number two, we'll take more phone calls. We'll get into Ryan Fowler's interview with Greg Byrne. We'll also have Jess Beagle, ABC 3340. So we got a lot to look forward to in the second hour of the Gary Harris Show on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC, your home for Alabama sports. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom world. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my excitations. Good vibrations.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Indiana Pacers have taken a 2-1 series lead over the Oklahoma City Thunder after coming out on top 116-107 in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Tyrese Haliburton just shy of a triple-double, 22 points, 9 rebounds, and 11 assists. Benedict Mathurin off the bench for Indiana was the leading scorer of the game. He had 27 points. OKC star Shai Gilgeous-Alexander ended with 24 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists. Here's Thunder coach Mark Daigneault.
We had a lot of good stretches of the game, but they had more good stretches than we did and outplayed us over the course of 48 minutes. And obviously, we need to play better if we want to give ourselves a better chance in Game 4.
In other NBA news, the Chicago Sports Network reports that the Knicks requested permission to speak to Bulls coach Billy Donovan.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor's social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Labor, ABA, and the station. The Alabama Department of Labor is an equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Dial 711 for TTY accessibility.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Partially sunny this afternoon. A few spots could see a shower or storm through the evening hours. The high today, 87. Tonight's low, 71. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Scattered showers and storms around by afternoon. The high, 88. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 79 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The Gary Harris Show. You see him host Tider Insider TV. Crimson Tide Kickoff. Play-by-play for Alabama sports and sports director for WVUA 23. It's time for the Gary Harris Show on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
All right, hour number two of the Gary Harris Show. It's 10:03. And I'm sitting here watching this computer trying to reboot, and it looks like it's 11% complete. So it's going to take a little while, Chase. So just in the meantime, I do not have computer access. This hour of the Gary Harris Show is being brought to you by Patterson Law Firm. In Alabama, community means everything. And at the Patterson Law Firm, we're here for you when you need us most. Injured? You won't get a call center. You'll talk to real attorneys right here at home. Accessible, compassionate, committed. That's the Patterson Law Firm promise, and that's the difference. Call us if you have any legal questions at 205-345-1000. That's 205-345-1000. Patterson Law Firm, local, trusted, and here for you when you need us.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of services performed by other lawyers.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Since my computer is completely down, and it is up to 23% now, but it looks like it's going to take a while. And I plan to play some of Ryan Fowler's interview yesterday afternoon on the game with Greg Byrne anyway. So this seems like a perfect time to play it. So this is Greg Byrne with Ryan Fowler yesterday afternoon on the game.
Several people
on alerts when they put out on their X account. A couple of weeks ago, we saw Greg Byrne tweeting out that he said, I don't tweet a lot of personal items, but I saw Metallica when I was 19 years old. Incredible to see them tonight at Mercedes-Benz Stadium over in Atlanta. So, Greg, we figured we would give you a walk-up music. Greg Byrne, the athletic director of the University of Alabama, we figured we had to go Metallica there. Did you do some rocking and rolling back in reliving the childhood over in Atlanta?
It was great. I saw them. The first time I saw them, I was 18 years old, or maybe I was 19, and it was after my freshman year in college, and I was over in Germany. And a buddy of mine said, hey, let's go see this concert. And it was a number of bands, Black Crowes, Motley Crue, Metallica, and AC/DC all in the same day. And that was the first day I was ever exposed to them. And it was a little bit different crowd back in 1991 than it was in 2025. There was a lot more gray hair and reading glasses and probably some walkers and canes than there were back in when I was a little bit younger.
Yeah, well, speaking of the music, I tell the young folks that I work with every day that we really had the musicians back then. I mean that group of 80s was legendary. It
was. I don't know how old you are, Ryan, but
you and I are close. We're closer than you think.
Okay.
You got me by a couple of years, but not much.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, and the guy that took me there the first time, I always remember him saying to me, "These are some of the best musicians that, in the band Metallica that you'll ever see." And I didn't have a great appreciation for it then, but watching them perform the way they did the other night, and we went down on the floor, and we were actually in the snake pit again. It was a pretty mild crowd compared to what it used to be, and they're very talented, and they're all in their 60s, and to see them be able to perform the way they do at this age. The bassist, I don't think, is that old, but everybody else in the remaining band members are.
Let's go to a lot of different things. If we could talk music, I do love music. I love the bumper music, Metallica. We get plenty of that here. We even dive into a lot of different things. I mean, AC/DC, Thunderstruck. I mean, that just means Alabama Crimson Tide football and Alabama sports.
Right.
So that's always one that kind of gets the crowd a little bit going. Let's go back to the House lawsuit from your perspective as an athletic director. How does that change the way that you operate daily, if it does?
Well, our hope out of it is that, you know, we've been in a very unregulated market for the last 4 years, and nothing will last long term that does not have some type of regulation towards it. And so now with the House settlement, there is actually some optimism that we will have some guidelines that we all need to be committed to make work. And so there's going to be an opportunity for young men and young women to capitalize on legitimate name, image, and likeness opportunities within a fair market value range of compensation, however you want to say it, that Deloitte, the accounting firm, has put together a formula. They haven't shared it with us, and you're going to have to submit any deal above $600. And so if you know, the example I've used is you're probably not going to be able to send an Instagram post out from a ice cream shop and, you know, make a $500,000 or $1 million off of that, because that's not range of compensation and fair market value what that would normally be. But all of a sudden, if it's a legitimate business and they have a young man or young woman do some promotion and they make on a local level $5,000, $10,000, maybe more than that, yeah, there will be opportunities like that. Then on top of that, if you are a big national brand as far as an athlete, and you couple that with a big national brand like Alabama, then you have the opportunities to get, you know, large deals when it comes to a Dr. Pepper ad, a Nike, the EA Sports, things like that we've seen that will be national brands. Those type of opportunities will be there too. Then on top of that, we're going to have rev share now. So basically, the first year is $20.5 million of athletic department revenues are going to be able to be given directly to student athletes in a form of compensation that each individual athletic department will decide how that is split up. And so we have a new $20 million line item added to our budget. Another step, though, with that as well, as far as the legitimate name, image, and likeness opportunities, is we have changed and reshaped Yay Alabama to where that's becoming much more of a content site. And so we're going to have Hopefully a lot of our fans, and I think we're number two in membership right now nationally, is where we think our best guests are, as far as where our numbers are, where Alabama fans will be able to be a member of Alabama, and the price points are I think pretty reasonable. We're not trying to get people to give $100,000 or $1 million to Alabama right now. We're just trying to have them sign up. I think it's $25, if I'm not mistaken, a month, and then they will get content and in kind of behind the curtain of what it's like inside of Alabama athletics. And we've tried to break news through there, and it's been pretty cool to see some of the announcements that we made, like when Phylon came back, national media throughout the country were crediting Yay Alabama as the source for it. When we hired Grubb, Yay Alabama was the source for it when we had announced that. And so we're trying to create unique content, more than just breaking news, but obviously opportunities to get chalk talks and other things with both our coaches and our student athletes, and give original content that's worth is something special. And so this will we think evolve to where we will use the brand and the strength of Alabama. You know, we're fortunate. We have a lot of fans throughout the country, you know, probably in the couple millions. And that gives us an opportunity to use the strength of our brand, the width of our fan base to get people to support and make sure that we're on the front end of what's taking place from a name, image, and likeness standpoint. And I think people will be much more receptive to that overall than kind of the model that we've been dealing with for the last several years. The last thing I'll say without going to being too long-winded on my answer is, and I touched on it a second ago, but we all have to say we need to make this work. This is healthy for college athletics. It's healthy for the young men and young women in our program. And it's healthy to give us the best chance to have broad-based programming going forward and be able to compete at the levels that we want to compete at the University of Alabama.
Well, and it's even cheaper than what you said. It's $18 per month. And if you're a student out there, it's only $5 a month. Yay Alabama, yay.alabama.com. And they are breaking a lot of stories, and social networks is posting up some great stuff and great content for what we do here in Tuscaloosa. Greg, have you made a decision on the percentage as far as breakdown? And are you willing to share that publicly?
We have made a decision. Yep, we've looked at a lot of different models, and at this point, we're not sharing it publicly.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah. Good question to ask, though.
Okay. And we've kind of tried to predict of what that number would be, and is exactly. But how do you? And I'm not asking for a number, but how do you, when you look at football and how much money that breaks in, that you understand that's your cash cow? I mean, that's what's the breadwinner.
Yeah, it absolutely is the engine that pulls the train, and obviously that will be reflective in how we handle the rev share going forward, and that's important. And then, you know, the next sport after that from a revenue standpoint, and helping us pay the bills for all of our other 19 sports is men's basketball. So it's finding that right balance. It will continue to evolve in what we do, but we spent a lot of time developing different options, and it was something we didn't do in a vacuum. We worked with Dr. Bell, we worked with our trustees, and worked with our coaches too, and trying to make sure we're putting our best foot forward to have a competitive athletic department.
If I'm picking up correctly, based on your social networks, based on interviews that you've done, whether it was in Sandestin, you sound optimistic about this model.
You know, I do, Ryan. I've been a little frustrated. I put one tweet out there the other day that said, it's amazing. Actually, Travis Goff, the AD at Kansas, put out a really good statement about it. You know, I'm tired about reading all these anonymous sources about how this isn't going to work. And a lot of it's coming from people who have incentive to have disruption, and that this has been good for the business and things that they're in. And, you know, I've told our coaches and staff, I said, we need to make this work. We need to say this, that we're going to give everything we possibly can. If the speed limit is 75 miles an hour, we're going to go 75, but we're not going to go 80 on purpose, and we're not going to go 95 for sure. And so and we need to have our peer institutions all be committed to that. And I sense a real desire for that to be the case. Understand what we can and can't do and live within those parameters. And I think that's good for everybody involved. The other thing I think it will do is if there is reasonableness and marketing opportunities, and you know, there'll be a school out there that has more opportunities in this sport than another, okay? But overall, I do think this will give an opportunity to slow down the transfer portal, which will give the young men and young women more stability in their academic experience and their athletic experience and their social experience. And then on top of that, it will give our fans an opportunity to build longer-term relationships with the young men and young women in our program. And I think that's healthy all the way around for the individual as well as it is for the enterprise of college sports.
All right, good stuff there with Greg Byrne on Ryan Fowler in the game yesterday afternoon. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Gary Harris Show. It is 10:15, and we can come back with some phone calls. We're also going to get a little update on what's going on over at the YMCA, and we'll do that when we return to the Gary Harris Show on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC, your home for Alabama sports.
West Alabama real-time news update from the Tuscaloosa Thread Newsroom.
Here are the latest Tuscaloosa Thread headlines brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Tuscaloosa. West Alabama Democrat Congresswoman Terry Sewell is claiming President Trump is responsible for the violent anti-deportation riots.
Up until the president federalized the National Guard, we saw peaceful protests, and all that we've seen since he's done so is an escalation of violence.
No King's protest of the president is scheduled across the country and at 13 locations across Alabama, including one at the Shelby Federal Building and Courthouse downtown between 6 and 8 Saturday. They are sponsored by various left-wing and socialist organizations. Don't buy your new or pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from anywhere other than Mercedes-Benz of Tuscaloosa. Our local team provides a 5-star buying experience and 5-star service. Over 100 new vehicles.
All specials are available through June 30th at Lush Med Spa, 516 19th Avenue, Tuscaloosa, and Highway 69 in Northport.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Partly sunny and warm today. A few spots could see a shower or storm this afternoon or this evening. The high today, 87. Tonight's low, 71. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and storms by afternoon. The high, 88. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 80 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Want to jump into any of the shows? Call Tide 100.9 right now at 205-342-9904.
Will somebody answer that damn phone?
That's 205-342-9904.
All right, 10:19. Welcome back into the Gary Harris Show. Computer update. It locked up on me completely, so I had no other options. I couldn't get it to restart. I couldn't do anything other than just physically cut off the computer. We powered it back up. I was discussing it with Chase while we were running the Ryan Fowler, Greg Byrne interview. And it restored, and it was working, and then it locked up again. So at this point, I'm just going to leave it for somebody else. I hate to do that, but there's no more. You know, I'm not an IT person. Nothing else I can do. But what I can do right now is welcome in Riley Strickland from Tuscaloosa YMCA, 2300 13th Street downtown, to talk about some of the great stuff that the YMCA has got going on. As I've told you many times, I've been a member for over 20 years. Absolutely love it. Good morning, Riley. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm doing good.
Good. The first thing I want to ask you about, and I have never played pickleball in my life, but I've been meaning to start. I used to play tennis way back in the day, and everybody that plays it loves it. Those two new lighted pickleball courts are beautiful. Are they open for business right now?
They are open, and they are for member use only,
right.
But you can also come in, do a day pass, or we have a reservation system as well. So, yes, they are open, and we are ready to have members on them.
Outstanding. Like I said, I got to get a paddle and some balls and an opponent and get out there and start playing. They are. Now, folks, if you're a member of the Y, obviously you have access. If you're not, you might want to become one if you're a pickleball player, because these are beautiful. I mean, they are absolutely gorgeous. All right. It's summer. School is out. What are some other programs you've got going on this June at the YMCA, Riley?
So we are actually in July, we're going to have a fun kids water day. Super. So it'll be, we'll have that in July. We'll be posting on our social media for our kid, our parents to bring their kids. But also, of course, we have our summer camp. So if any parents are still looking for somewhere for their child to go during summer, we have our summer camp. They're currently in their Swim to the Top program. So they'll get 6 weeks of swimming for anyone who needs swim lessons that also can get summer camp. They get the best of both worlds. But of course, we still have all of our activities at the downtown branch with classes, and we're going to have some fun summer things coming for back to school things in August as well. So we're full speed down the downtown branch and the barns with the kids water day in July, summer camp, and a fun back to school event coming in August as well.
Awesome. All right. You're a personal trainer. I want to ask you about, because I'm a big proponent of personal training, particularly for people that just can't seem to get over the hump. And a lot of times I think people are hesitant to use a personal trainer because their ego, they want to be like, well, I can do it. I don't need, you know, but sometimes you do. And yes. The YMCA has great personal training, duo sessions, individual sessions, 30 minutes, 60 minutes, you know, work out by yourself with a trainer, work out with your significant other or a friend. Give us a little insight into how the personal training works there at the Y.
Yeah, so you can come in. We have personal training request forms, so you can fill out one of the forms and you can write down like your goals, how many days a week you would like to try, a day and time, and we get those to the trainers. The trainer will reach out to you and y'all will set up like a first free assessment. So you'll go through that free assessment, and then from that point you just communicate between you and that trainer, setting up your days and times. And then we have, of course, we have personal training packages. So you would select whatever package you would like. We also have non-member packages. So if you aren't a member but you would like to come train at the Y, we do have packages for non-members. So that's also available too.
Outstanding. Riley, thank you so much. Riley, along with Bennett Elmore, Michael Johnson, Alexis Saylor, and Stacia Donovan, all certified and available at the YMCA. Thanks so much for the update.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having us.
I appreciate you. All right, it is 10:24. We're going to get some phone calls. We got Jumbo, and then we got Cowboy. Hey, Jumbo, good morning.
Hey, Gary, how's it going?
Doing well, man.
Hey, this NIL thing and this billion-dollar thing that they got going on, is this really going to be good for college football?
I can't answer that. NIL. I really can't.
NIL, I know.
But at this point. You know, as I've said before, Jumbo, I'm kind of a traditionalist. A lot of people get on me when I say this. I like the old system. I liked it. I thought a scholarship was valuable. I thought it meant something. I said it. I thought it set young people up for an opportunity in life. I thought all that went with that and all that was provided, I thought it was a great setup. And I know the institutions made millions of dollars. Short of that, I would have preferred to have seen something implemented where there was a payment structure in place before it got to the lawsuit and just kind of changed overnight the way we operate. But it is what it is. And I hope that, and you, Greg Byrne is very optimistic about what this can mean going forward. So I hope it works, Jumbo. That's all I can tell you. I mean, I still love college sports. I still love going to the games and, you know, being a part of it. So I hope it works.
Well, I made a comment the other day with Ryan that, you know, you got these kids coming in here. Basketball, you come in and play a year and you're gone. But the way I look at this is if they're going to give these kids scholarships, which they're getting a free scholarship, then if they decide to leave football after for the senior season and go into pros, and basketball decides to go after their first year, I think they should have to pay back their scholarship. You know, the university's giving them a chance to come in and do the NIL and all this other stuff. But in return, if they're going to leave the university and go pro, or even if they go to another college, they have to pay back that scholarship to that college. I just think that's fair. The same way with coaches. I think if they somebody comes talking to a coach and they want to get him, then, you know, if he decides to go, then maybe he should have to pay out a couple years of his contract, which I know we got $18 million to get Coach DeBoer, but to buy him out. But, you know, there's something that's got to come back around that's going to at least benefit the university. And I don't want this to hurt the fans. And what I mean by that, they're going to skyrocket ticket prices and all that. And I don't think that's fair to the fan bases.
You make some good points, Jimbo. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Hey, one other thing. We're wrestling tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the VFW over in Cottondale. Bell time's at 7. There's going to be a couple big names there. One of them is Mike Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
The other one I'm not sure yet. But if we can get everybody to come out, hey, come on out and watch us put the show on, and you won't go home disappointed.
Wrestling tomorrow night at the VFW, 7 o'clock bell time. Thank you, Jumbo.
Yes, sir, Gary. Y'all have a good day.
All right, we're going to get to Cowboy, who is back and ready to answer Tom's challenge. Good morning, Cowboy.
Well, I didn't hear it. I wasn't listening. I turned it on to the tail end.
Well, let me tell you how it came about. I mentioned that you called in yesterday for Larry the Music Man segment, and mm-hmm. I said that's the first time we heard from you in a while on my show,
mm-hmm.
and I said, mm-hmm. You feel like I've gotten a little soft, that I've become too much of a homer, and you had pointed that out to me.
Yeah.
When Tom called in and said, you're the one that's soft. He said, anybody that would go to the Alabama-Texas game in Austin and leave in the third quarter without knowing the outcome to go to a wedding is soft. And so he just challenged you.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't want to stoop to the levels of foolery about like Tom. So the best thing that would tell Tom is there's more to life than Alabama football. We were a 22-point favorite in that game. And when I made the commitment to go, and somebody, when I moved to Dallas, his daughter was getting married. It was just born 2 years before I moved out here in 1999. That kind of helped me meet people and get situated here, because when I moved here, he was the only person I knew. So if Tom wants to think football is more important than somebody that shows loyalty to you, because Alabama football is never going to show loyal to me. They'll be loyal to me as long as I give them money. But once I quit giving them money, Tom, they're gone for me, because I'm a useless person to them after that. So, Tom, there are some things in life that are more important than Alabama football or Alabama sports. It's friendship, because when we all die, we're not going to leave this earth and take Alabama football with us or whatever. So it's the memories you make, and I think that what I did was the right thing to do, and if you don't approve of it, I could give a rip, you know what. Go have another drink, Tom.
Cowboy has spoken. Thank you, Cowboy.
I appreciate it.
All right, Cowboy has laid down the hammer. Did he just tell Tom to go have another drink? Is that, did he insinuate that Tom's in the sauce a little bit? I think that he did. It's 10:30 here on the Gary Harris Show. And we're going to come back with Jeff Spiegel, ABC 3340. Talk a little ball next. Right here on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC, your home for Alabama sports.
Other brands, just download the free Upside app and use promo code YEAR for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code YEAR for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The Alabama Securities Commission protects you from financial fraud. Anyone asking you for investment money must be licensed. You're careful with your money. Fraudsters aren't. Before you invest, call our hotline at 1-800-222-1253 to verify the licensing of the person making an offer and the product. Don't lose your hard-earned money. Learn to protect yourself at asc.alabama.gov. Paid for by the Investor Protection Trust and brought to you by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
365, 24/7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow trucks, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the roadside. And if you can't safely move over, please slow down.
Visit drivesafealabama.org, brought to you by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Labor, ABA, and the station. The Alabama Department of Labor is an equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Dial 711 for TTY accessibility.
Covering University of Alabama sports, as well as the national and local scene as well. The Gary Harris Show, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
A lot to unpack. We're going to get to Jeff Spiegel, ABC 40 sports anchor here in just a second. But computer issues. Trey on social media just texted me, Tom versus Cowboy in a boxing match. He wants to see it.
Wow.
And then Bobby just same thing on Facebook Messenger messaged me and said, I've got the sheriff. I'll take Tom to wear Cowboy out. Wow. People weighing in. You know what? It's another show that does the collar feuds. We've never done one, and I hadn't planned on it. But if sometimes you just got to let things go where they may. Also, I was busy trying to do a show and get the computer. But one of our listeners, Aaron, who I've known well for many years, showed up downstairs wanting to. Sorry, I didn't get to see you, Aaron. I got busy. I did come downstairs and try to catch you before you left, but you had already gone. But if you're listening, I did try to come down when I got in the break. All right, we got to get to Jeff Spiegel now. I got to add a little sanity to this. Jeff, you've been missing some fun this morning.
Yeah, Gary. You know, I need to hang out with you guys. You guys are having a good time.
Yeah, we are. Also, we had Amanda Kristovich on this morning. Sports business reporter who broke the story yesterday about the eight young ladies that are filing an appeal to the $2.8 billion settlement. So those payments are held up. You know, we're setting the stage for more legal maneuvering that's going to come once July 1st gets here and colleges start paying athletes, student athletes directly through the revenue sharing plan. But first of all, let's go back to last week. The judge approved it. It's in place. Greg Byrne seems very optimistic that schools are going to get on board and at least try to go by the rules. I'm not so sure. I look at a school like Texas Tech that's had incredible success with NIL, not seeming to want to slow down. And I think there are going to be legal challenges. I think there are going to be people that are going to continue to pay NIL money above and beyond the $20.5 million allocated for payments. But this is where we're at. Your thoughts on the settlement and your thoughts on what's going to happen moving forward.
Well, I mean, I think we all knew that, you know, this whole, first of all, the whole amateurism model has been kind of a joke. I mean, from the get-go, I mean, it never really has been a true amateurism model for a long time. And this is where we were going to get to. And so we're here, and, you know, I was talking to my brother-in-law about this, you know, the other day. He's a big Georgia Bulldog fan. And he says, you know what? I'm so tired of this. Are they going to play football? Well, then put some guys on the football field and let's play. That's all I care about. Are we going to pay them? Let's pay them. But let's get out there and play, you know? And so there are a lot of people who are just over it, who don't understand all this. They just want to see, you know, guys get on the field and play. And I don't know. I'm kind of in the mix with them. The people that I feel sorry for in this situation are the smaller schools, the Group of Five schools. And I just don't know how those people are going to survive, you know, in this model. And so, that's kind of disappointing. But this is where I thought we would get to, you know, many, many years ago. And we're here.
Yeah, we are. And, Jeff, I was talking about this earlier. I got a call about, you know, do you like it? And you know, it's not really about what we like anymore. I mean, I'll be honest, Jeff, and I know a lot of people cringe when I say this. I liked the old system. I liked the idea that you benefited from, you know, I would have loved to have been a good enough athlete to have had an opportunity to go to college on scholarship and have all that goes with that, to get a free education, to have the health care and the training table and all of those things. When my generation and your generation, we saw that as plenty of benefits. But as time goes on, we evolve, things change. I get it. So it doesn't matter really what we like. But I do hope, Jeff, that Greg Burns' optimism comes to fruition and that for the most part, we have a system that people try to honor. I'm not sure they will. I see some schools and I just get the feeling again, Jeff, that they're going to look at that $20.5 million as just a baseline and payments are still going to be doled out. And again, you know, Deloitte is supposed to put a system in place to check this NIL. Anything over $650 is going to have to be approved. How in the world are you going to keep up with all of these NIL deals still, though? You know what I mean? I don't know that it's manageable, even if you want it to be.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't have I think Greg Sankey is proposing that, you know, Congress put together a national standard. I mean, I don't know if that's ever going to get done. But, you know, as long as there have been people who have tried to win, there have been people who have tried to bend the rules and break the rules. And so, that's going to go on, you know, till the end of time. People are going to try to bend the rules to try to get an advantage. And so that's not going to end. And, I don't know where all this is going, but I know where it started heading in this direction is the first football coach to make $1 million a year. And I can't even remember who that was. But, you know, football players, you know, who are out there working a lot harder than the coaches are, you know, in terms of sweat equity and all that. And I mean in terms of, you know, conditioning and running wind sprints and all that stuff. They look at that and they go, this isn't fair. Oh, but you're getting a scholarship. Oh, well, thanks a lot. But, you know, I need more. And so, I mean, we knew this was where, you know, we were going to be. So it's basically, it's NFL Junior, Gary, is what it is. I mean, and the blessing, I think, in all this is that maybe we can get these guys to sign contracts and then, you know, eliminate the problem of the portal and all this jumping around from place to place, make them sign contracts, make them pay buyouts if they get out before their contract's up and all that, because, you know, if they want to get paid, then they need to get paid under the basis that a lot of people in this country get paid. You know, you sign a deal that you're going to work for somebody for so long, and if you break the deal, you know, there's some kind of penalty involved. So that's the logical next step. But I don't know. Few things are logical when it comes to college athletics.
I agree with you 100%, and it does seem logical, but the colleges and universities don't seem to want it. So we'll just see. Let's get to scheduling. SEC and ESPN releasing some more schedule dates for conference members yesterday. And for Alabama, yeah, we know Georgia is going to be a night game over in Athens. We know that Alabama and LSU will be in that nighttime flex window. We know Alabama, Georgia will start at 6:30 Central Time. We know the home opener against ULM will be 6:30. We already knew that they were going to be 2:30 afternoon kick in Tallahassee. But for most of these Alabama games, including the Iron Bowl, it's just flex, 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 flex. So, you know, yeah. They release these schedules, but for half the games, we still don't know when they're going to kick and what. You know, I know you're thrilled to be part of the, ABC that's going to have a lot of these games, but, you know, half these games, it didn't really tell us that much.
Yeah, Gary, it's like you walking around in the office there, flex, 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 right? You know, and no, I mean, we got very little clarity on that. You know, we do know the Iron Bowl is not going to kick off at 11 a.m.
No.
I mentioned this last night. In your and my lifetime, the Iron Bowl will probably never kick off at 11 a.m. But you know, there's a pretty good bet that it's going to be, a very prime time game. I mean, no matter what Auburn and Alabama's records are, but you could have predicted it before the schedules came out that Alabama-Georgia was going to be a primetime ABC game. And you could probably say right now that Alabama-LSU is going to be a primetime ABC game because, you know, of the track that, you know, both those programs are on. But no, I mean, I didn't think we were going to get much clarity as far as kickoff times go, but you know, it does kind of ramp up the excitement of the fans when they see, you know, the games at approximate kickoff times, but it'll be here before you know it.
It sure will be. Let's get to the Stallions, because you're my Stallions go-to, and what they've accomplished in the spring football leagues has been amazing. But they won't win the championship this year. You followed a lot closer than me, so I just want to get your reaction. I knew Michigan was a good team. I did not expect them to go into Birmingham to Protective Stadium and beat the Stallions, but they did fairly handily. What happened?
Well, I mean, the injuries caught up with them. You know, they had injuries at quarterback. They had just multiple, and that's a place where you just can't afford injuries. And the story about Jamar, you know, retiring from his managerial job at Dunkin' Donuts and taking over at quarterback. I mean, it was nice. It was really cool. But the cold, hard facts of the matter are, is that, you know, he wasn't 100% when it comes to, you know, just being able to manage the game situation like he needed to, because he just didn't have all the reps. So he gets in there and he makes just an obvious, like, misread and throws a pick six, and, you know, he's got to be pulled. So Matt Corral comes back in, who played a factor in the season early in the season before, you know, before he got hurt, and, you know, tried to pull him out of the fire, but just couldn't do it because, you know, Michigan had already had a lot of momentum by that point. So, you know, it's disappointing. Disappointing because, you know, they've won several championships in a row. And like Skip said, you know, when you set the standard like that, you know, the only way to go is down. It's like when Terry Bowden's first year at Auburn in 1993, they went 11-0.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the worst thing that could have happened to him, you know, because you can't go 11-0 every year, you know. And it was kind of disappointing the way it ended, but not all that surprising to me considering all the things that Skip and this team went through from an injury standpoint.
The Braves, oh boy, have I been beating on them. I did a stat yesterday. It was remarkable. Yesterday, until they beat the Brewers yesterday behind Spencer Schwalenbach, we'll get to in a moment, they were 10 games under 500 and still had a plus run differential. That's hard to do. But the number of one run losses, two run losses, it's just been phenomenal. But yesterday afternoon in Milwaukee, maybe Snit has learned a lesson. Spencer Schwalenbach threw Atlanta's first complete game since April of last year, when Max Fried, who's not even with the Braves anymore, did it. So maybe he's understanding now that, you know what, if the starting pitcher is in control and pitching well, maybe we shouldn't go to this rickety bullpen that can't hold a lead. Let's just see if the starting pitcher can close it out. And Schwalenbach did that yesterday, Jeff. So I think that's pretty cool for the Braves going forward. He's been a bulldog. I think six of his last seven starts, he's pitched into at least the sixth inning. Maybe not rely on the bullpen as much as the Braves have done in the past, if the starting pitcher is getting it done.
Yeah, it was really weird. We were all in here watching the game, and I was kind of, you know, grinding, you know, on getting shows put together. And Johnny and Chris were paying more attention to it than I was. Johnny's a big Red Sox fan. Chris is a big Braves fan. But, you know, Chris McCullough tends to, you know, get on the negative side a lot when it comes to his fandom. But he was just, hey, the guy's still in the game, you know. Wow, he might pitch a complete game. And, you know, yeah, maybe that's the strategy going forward, is to avoid the bullpen at all costs. and it worked yesterday. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a long year. I mean,
yeah.
I was telling somebody that the good news is there's a lot of baseball left. The bad news is there's a lot of baseball left.
I'm with you.
So yeah, but that's kind of the way it is.
All right, Jeff. Good stuff as always. Kind of fill the listeners in on where they can find you on social media, and obviously with your sportscast on ABC 3340.
Absolutely appreciate you, Gary. At Speaks 3340, and here at 4, 6, and 10, and appreciate everyone's support, and appreciate you, Gary. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jeff. You too. 10:50 here on the Gary Harris Show, and got another social media message just came in on the Tom and Cowboy feud. Mike says Tom may be the sheriff, but Cowboy laid down the law. So that's a vote for Cowboy. Tom may be the sheriff, but Cowboy laid down the law. That's for Mike. All right, we're going to take our final break. We'll come back. We're open for phone calls in our final segment on the Storage Center hotline at 205-342-9904. 205-342-9904. Hey, listen, I know we're battling the rain, but there is still an opportunity to get some golf in around the showers, and I would encourage you to check out Tall Pines, a hidden gem in Tuscaloosa. They're open for public play Tuesday through Sunday. They're closed on Monday. Also, memberships available, pool memberships available. Call to make a tee time or get more information at 205-556-1232. That's 205-556-1232. We'll be back right after this.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of The Game, we'll talk to Alex Scarborough from Bama 247 Sports. We'll talk to Rodney Orr, TiderInsider.com, and we will be joined by the offensive coordinator at the University of Alabama, Ryan Grubb, all on the Thursday edition of The Game, starting at 2 p.m. on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa.
Or you can shop online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. At Tuscaloosa Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, you pick it out and we'll work it out. Roll Tide.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Partly sunny and warm today. A few spots could see a shower or storm this afternoon or this evening. The high today, 87. Tonight's low, 71. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and storms by afternoon. The high, 88. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 80 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The best place for your high school football coverage is right here on Tide 100.9 and online on Tide100.9.com.
Good, the Gary Harris Show has his first caller feud. People are wanting to see Tom and Cowboy get in the ring. They're weighing in on who they think got the better of it in terms of the two phone calls this morning, but I do think it's all in good fun. Hey, I told you I'd get you a U.S. Open leaderboard. Most of the Bama guys, Bud Colley, Justin Thomas, and Nick Dunlap don't go off until this afternoon. I did see where Davis Riley was out on the course. I'm trying to find him. Yeah, he's at 2 over through 9, which is not bad. J.J. Spahn is cooking. He's 4 under through 14. Wow. I mean, that's an incredible score on that golf course. Gary Woodland, former U.S. Open champion, leads a group of three golfers, Siwoo Kim and Thomas Dietrich, at 2 under par. Orborg is at 1 under par.
Adam Scott at one under, Ben Griffin at one under. All these guys are on the course. But Roy McIlroy's even through 13. DeChambeau plus one through 13. So the 125th U.S. Open is underway out at Oakmont in the Pittsburgh area. All right, let's jump back out on the Storage Center hotline, and Ragged Glory's back for another go-around. Hey, Ragged Glory.
Yeah, you know, always leave it to me to bring up the end, right?
It's all right.
Hey, no worries. Cowboy, you know what? House Ragged Glory loves everything that you call in and talk about. We really do appreciate you. You bring it with the Southern Texas gentlemanship. You're courteous, respectful, and you've got a lot of great info. So we love listening to you. And when it comes to what's going on today with you and Tom, here's all I got to say. Why can't we all just get along, Nick, and raise it to peace and harmony? Let's all share a drink together. I'm sure that you've got something to contribute to Larry Butler's segment when Gary brings him on. Music fills our soul. And I'm sure that every day you wake up with a song in your heart. It would be nice to hear from you.
All right.
Who's
thank
your favorite
you,
band?
Glory.
Who's your favorite artist? And what's your favorite songs, you know?
Well, I think Cowboy's already insinuated that Tom's been enjoying too many drinks. And then,
you know what? It's okay. Let's all do it together.
And then Tom fired back on Twitter. I know softness without alcohol. And you can and you, Cowboy, can't talk to the high sheriff like that. So you know, it's happening today here on the Gary Harris Show with Tom and Cowboy. Well, hey, I gotta go ahead and close it out, Ragged Glory. Thanks, my friend.
You got it.
Yeah,
Mike.
It's all, like I said, it's all in good fun. Tom and Cowboy, two of our better callers, but a little bit of excitement today. Added a little juice, you know. So I like it. All right, that's going to do it for today's program. This hour of the Gary Harris Show has been brought to you by Patterson Law Firm. A reminder, but tomorrow is the TGIF edition. So you know we're going to crank it up. Hey, by the way, Ryan Fowler, after having Greg Byrne yesterday, he's got Ryan Grubb on today. Alabama offensive coordinator. That ought to be an outstanding interview and really a good get for Ryan Fowler this afternoon. So you'll want to make sure and tune in for that. We've got the Miller's Edge coming up next. And then at 1 o'clock, it is going to be T-Town Sports Daily, then Ryan Fowler with a game. 2 until 6, the Stingray Show tonight. And then back here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. with the Martin Houston Show. I'll be back at 9, as I said, tomorrow with the TGIF edition. Looking forward to having a lot of fun. For Chase Brumfield, I'm Gary Harris. Thanks for listening, everybody. And catch me on TV tonight with the local sports on WVUA 23. And I'll talk to you again on the radio tomorrow morning.